for nuclear physics. We'll begin our 49th session. As you just heard, we'll have in a few months also a celebration of the 50th session of the committee. This will come in a few months. That's a funny story. The PAC for particle physics has one meeting more in the past, but this we can talk about this during the dinner. So let me mention the present members of the PAC: Christian Beck, Gunyun Kim, Adam Mai, Valerie Nesvijevski, Vladimir Ostaszko, Claude Petitjean, Fabrice Piquemal, Ivan Steckl, Emanuele Vardacci, Zebron Vilgazi, and myself. There are two members who could not attend this meeting, Sigur Hoffman and Alexei Korsheninikov. Let me also welcome the ex-officio members appointed by the GNR, Vadim Biedniakov, Sergei Dmitriev, who had just his 65th anniversary very recently. Congratulations. Mikhail Itkis, Valery Shvetsov, Nikolai Skobilev, Tatiana Strish, Viktor Voronov. So there is also the tentative agenda of the meeting. This is the agenda of the meeting today and the agenda for tomorrow morning, where we have to continue the work and elaborate final recommendations. So are there any questions or modifications which you would like to introduce to this agenda? If not, the agenda is approved, and then we'll continue along the program. If we can have the program for today back on the screen. Yes, thank you. And I would like to ask Mihai Itkis to chair the session during my presentation.
Okay. I ask Marek Levitovich to inform us about the last decision of our program advisory committee on the June session. Please, Marek.
So in my talk, I will essentially focus on the follow-up of our last meeting, 48th meeting of the PAC committee. This is just a reminder and showing the major topics which were discussed at this meeting. Report on the concluding, report on the concluding term improvement of the GNR phasotron and design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research and proposal for its extension. Information on the concluding team organization support and development of the GNR education program and the opening of the new team, which is similar, related to the human resources, status of the factory of super heavy elements and quality control for the construction of DC-280 cyclotron, commissioning and first results of Aquilina 2 fragment separator, status of MAF high-resolution magnetic analyzer, and supercomputing Gavarun, new prospects for heterogeneous computation nuclear physics. I will shortly go to these topics. First, I will try to very shortly refer also to the resolution of the Scientific Council, if appropriate, and if this is the follow-up of our recommendations. So this will be discussed in the following talk. So I would like just point put your attention on this sentence that the Scientific Council appreciates that the Nika complex and the factor for super heavy elements have been included in the S3 roadmap and in the NUPEC long range plan established in the end of 2017. Now going to the topics which we discussed at the last meeting, we had a report on the concluding team related to the Phasotron and design of this new cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research. The team is focused on the development and improvement of accelerators for hadron therapy application. The Phasotron still operates mainly for the medical research, but should be phased out once the new cyclotron, superconducting cyclotron, is installed. So the plan is, in fact, to construct two superconducting isochronous cyclotrons, ST202. So GNR is participating in this joint venture with the Institute of Plasma Physics of the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Hefei. Recommendation. Okay, so we see here the main characteristics of the cyclotron, and the PAC recommendations and remarks are the following. The PAC is worried about the progress in realization of the new superconducting cyclotrons, which is a new task for the Hefei Institute. It recommends an even closer collaboration by establishing a permanent presence at Hefei. GNR should ensure that enough resources are also allocated locally for all further tests and installations. The PAC recommends extension of the term improvement of the GNR Phasotron and design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research until the end of 2019, so this year. With the first priority, it expects a new complete project to be ready next year, focused on the timely realization of the superconducting cyclotron. In the recommendation of the Scientific Council, we find the standards related to, of course, our PAC recommendations. The Scientific Council supports the recommendations of the PAC, extending the team, improvement of the GNR phasotron design of the cyclotrons for fundamental applied research until the end of this year. Noting, however, the lack of fundamental research aspects of this TEM, and this should be also taken into account in the preparation of the new project. The next topic discussed by our committee was the information on the concluding TEM organization support and development of the GNR educational program and the opening of the new TEM. Related to this, we had a very nice and extensive presentation of the activities of the GNR University Center in all aspects, the PAC elaborated the following recommendation. The PAC supports the recommendation on the 48th meeting of the PAC for condensed matter physics, which happened earlier last year, on the opening of the new term by the university. The PAC suggests extending of the UCE's international cooperation, especially towards common double degree program with GNR member and associated states. So we find also the overall recommendation in the Scientific Council text, which considers it important to continue these activities within the framework of the new TEM, which will span from 2019 to 2023, enhancing the cooperation with leading universities of the member states to attract young people to work on GNR's flagship projects, and here the double degree from two universities, one from Dubna, one from the member state, will be strongly encouraged. The next theme, which we'll have also on our agenda today, is the status of the factory of super heavy elements and the quality control of the, in fact, the whole system, subsystems. Here we have today a detailed presentation, so I will not enter into description of this facility. Of course, we had the recommendations, which to big extent I think will be also discussed today. The PAC recommends that the GNR and FLNR directorates put all necessary efforts to allow for the timely completion of the construction, licensing, and commissioning of the super heavy element factory in 2018. The PAC recommends that the quality assurance system devised at FloroFlab will be used during launching and tuning work and the commissioning of the main systems of the super heavy element factory. The PAC recommends that thorough monitoring be provided during the commissioning of all above mentioned systems and setups of the super heavy element factory in order to guarantee a reliable performance of the facility with design parameters. The PAC also recommends that the FloroFlab directorate focus on the preparation of day one experiments and make a presentation on the planned scientific program at the PAC, in fact, today. This scientific council essentially followed our recommendations, and of course the breaking news in this topic is that on December 26 last year, the first beam of the accelerated heavy irons was produced at the DC-280 cyclotron, and we have of course all details and also the following tests today. The PAC congratulates the FLNR staff on the long-awaited event that indicates the birth of a new GNR basic facility, the DC-280 cyclotron, of course, with associated spectrometers and detectors. The next topic was the commissioning and first results of the Akulina 2 fragment separator. This separator entered into commissioning phase in 2017, and after that was ready for the day one experiments in 2018. Experimental program with radioactive ion beams produced at Akulina 2 has been focused on the beta delayed exotic decay of beryllium 11, then on the scattering of the helium 6 beam on deuterons, and especially on the study of the hydrogen 5 in these reactions, and then the method to study low-lying states of lithium 10 was also proposed, populated in the lithium 9 DP reactions, and this was tested with registration on protons and neutrons. The study of hydrogen 7 is for N decay in the reaction, and helium 8D was proposed for the fall 2018. At this time, we'll not have the follow-up report on these activities. This will be done in the middle of this year. The recommendation for Akulina 2, the PAC endorses the first experiment on the Akulina 2 fragment separator aimed in the study of hydrogen 7. And fully support the requested beam time at U400M accelerator. This was followed by the recommendation of the Scientific Council. The status of the MAV high-resolution magnetic analyzer with the motivation that this spectrometer should deal with the physics at low energy radioactive ion beams, somehow complementary to the ISIL techniques. And this spectrometer is based on the MSP-144 dipole with additional quadrupoles, which would increase in particular the solid angle. We had also the proposals with the first experiments and for secondary beams which should be produced at this facility. The recommendation, the PAC appreciates the scientific goals and the current progress of the MAFRA analyzer, recommends completing integration of all its mechanical and theoretical systems, and suggests performing the in-beam commissioning experiment as soon as possible to verify whether the project performance is achieved. So the first beam and the first experiment was performed in this new facility, although it was not yet fully commissioned, but at least the first results are very encouraging, and they were shown to me by the collaboration, and they showed that the full system is working, although still some improvements and measurements, additional measurements are necessary to fully characterize the device. And this was followed by this recommendation of the steering committee, and as I said, the first experiment was realized in December. The next topic was related to the supercomputer Gaborone and new prospects for the heterogeneous computation in nuclear physics. The PAC heard with interest the report on the supercomputer with new prospects in nuclear physics presented by Dmitry Podgaini. And notes the substantial progress in developing the high-performance computing component of the multifunctional center for storage, processing, and analyzing of data at GNR. The PAC supports the efforts of LEED Laboratory to develop the supercomputer as one of the essential tools for the further developments of the scientific program at GNR and its member states. Then, in the end, we had a very nice poster session, and we, after deliberation, selected three posters as the best posters in this session. And the first one related to the fusion, fission, and quasi-fission in the near barrier reaction of sulfur 32 plus gold, presented by Harka, was recommended and then presented at the session of the Scientific Council in September last year, and it was appreciated also during the session of the Scientific Council. And that's all what I had to report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mario. Any question? No? Thank you again.
Now we have the second point on agenda, information on the resolution on the 124th session of the GNR Scientific Council and on the decision of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries from November last year.
It's usual for all PACs information. Так он должен быть с первой сессии с того комитета.
Just a short comment on the previous session. So I don't know if you made the statistics, but our PAC put ranking a little bit higher in a half of the cases of the experiments on neutrinos. So we definitely are less tough than the PAC for particle physics.
No. Enough, I believe. This meeting.
I will not recommend this strongly, but this is just an objective fact.
Okay, so
you're welcome.
Let me start the information on the resolution of previous session of our scientific council in September of this last year and the decision of our plenipotentiary committee in November of last year. This session started 20 September. It was chaired by Director Viktor Matveyin, co-chaired by Professor Katalin Borche from Holubei National Institute of Romania, Bucharest. And the agenda of this meeting are shown here, the report of director, progress of implementation 7-year plan to develop of our plan in its major section, particle physics, which was presented by Richard Lednitsky, NICA project by Vladimir Kikelidze, nuclear physics by me, condensed matter physics and radiation biology by Boris Sharkov, development of engineering and infrastructure as chief engineer Boris Gekal, and education program by Stanislav Pakuliak. Recommendation of our program advisory committee presented by Ishak Tsiruye, Marek Levitovich, and Denis Nagy. Reports of young scientists as recommended by our program committee, Ayrian, Harka, and Glebov from each PAX. Award and prizes, selection and announcement of vacancies of position in the directorate of our laboratories. General consideration, the Scientific Council took note of the comprehensive report by Director Viktor Matveyev covering the priorities of our development within the current 7-year period starting from 2017. The main goals of our research program, the decision of the recent session of the Plenipotentiary Committee in March last year, and events in our international cooperation. Scientific Council recognized the effort being taken by Directorate towards achieving the priority goals of the scientific research in the field of particle physics, nuclear physics, condensed matter physics, and radiation biology. Scientific Council emphasized the importance of consolidating the scope of in-house experiment and of experiment within the framework of international partnership programs, with essential contribution being made by our staff. The Scientific Council approved the adopted order of priorities in the development of our facilities to provide Institute with necessary basis for maintaining its unique position among the leading physics research centers and for future integrating joint institute into the European and global research programs. The Scientific Council appreciates that the nickel complex and super heavy element factory has been included in the ES3 roadmap and the new PEC long range plan, and that the IBR2 reactor had become a part of European neutron roadmap. Our flagship program, the neutrino research project at the Kalinin nuclear power plants and the Lake Baikal GDVT detector also integrated in the global research infrastructure. Every effort should be made to insert Institute as the element of European strategy of particle physics in partnership with CERN. And the Scientific Council welcome Directorate's work to develop the Institute engineering infrastructure as well as the measures being taken to support the educational activity and to implement the human resources and social policy, considering these activities to be vitally important for achieving our strategic goals. The Scientific Council welcome increasing international cooperation, in particular strengthening ties with European partners, establishing new partnership with China, and expanding cooperation horizons in Latin America and Africa. The Scientific Council also noted with satisfaction the training program, our expertise for member states and partner countries, and their cooperation with the research and educational organization of Israel. Scientific Council expects active participation of Joint Institute and its partners in event to be held within the international year of the periodic table of chemical elements in this year. First one will be at the end of January in Paris, in UNESCO. A scientific council note with high appreciation the report concerning the progress in implementing the 7-year plan for the development of institute and its major section presented by Lednitsky, Kikilidze, Itke, Sharkov, Gekal, and Populyak. On the whole, the scientific council highly appreciates the ongoing effort to implement the 7-year plan. However, considering the increasing number of new scientific teams and project reported, the scientific council stressed that joint institute need to consolidate its research program within the major objectives of the 7-year development plan. Today we discuss this problem concerning the neutrino physics. Recommendation connection with the Program Advisory Committee. Scientific Council took note the recommendation made by our chairmen, Ishak Tsirue, Marek Levitovich, and Denis Nag. The Scientific Council requested our directorate to consider this recommendation while preparing a topical plan of the research and international cooperation for this year. Here shown this recommendation for our Program Advisory Committee. And concerning the Young Scientist report, Scientific Council appreciates the following report by Young Scientists, which were recommended by Program Advisory Committees for presentation at this session. How robust is the third family of compact stars against pasta phase effects, fusion, fission, and quasi-fission in the near barrier reaction sulfur plus gold, analysis of the working ability of the planar graphan tunnel field effect transistor in the presence of H vacancies. You can seen the Young Scientist which made this report. And Scientific Council appreciates the following report of Young Scientist which were recommended. It's my mistake. Scientific Council congratulated Professor Fogli from University of Bari, Italy, and Lise from Bari, Italy, on the award of Bruno Pantecorvo Prize for their pioneering contribution to the development of global analysis of neutrino oscillation data from different experiments, and thank them for their excellent presentation. The Scientific Council approved the jury's recommendation on the award of the Professor Komarov from Zhilepov Laboratory for his pioneering work on the construction of the first channel for proton therapy at the AUA synchrocyclotron. It was made many years ago, I must say. The Scientific Council congratulated the winners of our annual prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research. Here you show the laureates of our Joint Institute prizes. Election of the co-chairman of the Scientific Council. The Scientific Council elected Professor Catalin Borchia from Bucharest, Romania, from Institute EFIN, as co-chairman of Scientific Council for term of 3 years. Election and announcement of vacancies. The Scientific Council agreed with proposal made by Viktor Matveev to postpone the election of the director of the Fleurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction previously announced for September 2018 by 1.5 years until the 127th session of the Scientific Council in February of 2020. According to the regulation, a new election date will be announced at the next session of Scientific Council in February of this year. The Scientific Council elected Vadim Bednyakov as director of Zhilepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problem for second term of the 5 years. The Scientific Council announced the vacancies of position of deputy director of this laboratory. The endorsement of appointments will take place in the next session in February of this year. The Scientific Council endorsed the appointment Attila Kulikov, Neuber Kucherka, and Evgeny Lichagin as deputy directors of Frank Laboratory of neutron physics until the completion of the term of office of director of this laboratory, Valery Shvetsov. The Scientific Council endorsed the appointment of Dr. Buza and Dr. Tatiana Strish as deputy directors of Laboratory of Information Technology, the completion of the term of office director of Vladimir Korenkov. The Scientific Council announced the vacancy of third deputy director position at Laboratory of Information Technology, and endorsement of appointment will take place in the next session of our Scientific Council in February of this year. The Scientific Council announced the vacancies of positions of Director of Wechsler and Baldwin Laboratory of High Energy Physics and of the Laboratory of Radiation Biology. The election will take place at the 126th session of Scientific Council in September 2019. Regular session of Committee of Plenipotentiary of the Government of our Member States was held in Bucharest, Romania, on the 19-20 November last year. It was chaired by the representative of Russian Federation, Grigory Trubnikov. The agenda of this meeting are shown here. The report of Viktor Matveev, draft budget of our Institute for this year and draft contribution of the member states for the year 2020, 2021 and 2022, presented by Mikhail Vasilyev, draft budget for the use in 2019 of the special purpose fund of the Russian Federation provided by Nika project, presented by Vladimir Kikelidze and Richard Lednitsky, a result of meeting of the our Finance Committee held in November of last year, presented by Svetlomira Kharizanova, result of the audit of our financial activities for year 2016, presented by Dmitry Korsakov, changes in the membership of our Scientific Council, presented by Alexander Sorin, status of agreement with Associated States, preparation of agreement with France and other states, presented by Dmitry Kamanin, and main trends, challenges, and future development presented by Director of Laboratory of Information Technology, Vladimir Korenkov. Concerning the report presented by Viktor Matveev, the Committee Plenipotentiary took note of information presented by Directorate on the progress of implementing of the our research program in 2018 and of the priorities in 2019. It also approved the recommendation of previous session of Scientific Council and the our topical plan of research and international cooperation for this year. Committee Plenipotentiary highly appreciated the effort of our directorate to develop flagship research programs, in particular note the progress toward construction of NICA collider complex, as well as the official opening of the MPD and BMN international collaboration and the holding of two collaboration meetings of the MPD and BMN experiments. Commend the effort being taken towards the timely completion of the construction, license and commission of the factory of super heavy element, as well as the plan of first test experiment. Today will be special talks about it, and as you heard, the first beam was obtained at the end of last year. They welcome the step being taken toward a better coordination of the neutrino physics program and towards implementation of priorities in this area in a more concentrated and efficient manner. Today, our two-part program advisory committee, as Marek Levitovich mentioned, discuss this problem and define the priorities in many projects concerning the neutrino physics. Concerning the report of Viktor Matveev, noted with satisfaction the progress of research program in field of condensed metaphysics, which include, among other things, the development of concept of new source of neutrons at gene replacing IBR2 reactor after completion of exploitation, as well as the signing of the letter of intent concerning the establishment of laboratory for structural research of macromolecules and new materials at the Solaris synchrotron at the Jagiellon University in Krakow. Welcome the launching in 2018 of the supercomputer Gavarun, which has taken prominent place in the international rating of computing system. Highlighted the progress achieved by Institute in integrating its basic facilities into global research infrastructure program, in particular inclusion NICA, Super Heavy, IBA2 reactor in ES3 strategy report on research infrastructure presented on September 2018 in Vienna. Commissioned to present at the in March 2019, analysis of implementation schedules of NICA mega project, the Super Heavy Element Factory, and the Baikal project. Notes with satisfaction the Directorate attention to the analysis of implementing 7-year plan for development of Institute in this 7-year period. The Committee Planning Potentiary stressed the importance of consolidating our research program within the major objectives of the 7-year plan and concentrating efforts on the in-house experiments. Committee Planning Potentiary supported the proposal of our directorate to establish a science and engineering council for innovation with participation of representatives of our member states and to submit proposal on the concept of our innovation policy to the next session of Planning Potentiary Committee in March this year. Commission the our directorate to prepare a plan of activities dedicated to international year of periodic table of chemical elements, especially in our member states and in states participating in our under agreement on science and technology cooperation. Support the directorate efforts aimed at popularization achievement of our institute and at implementing its educational program. It drew special attention of the directorate to the need to further enhance the awareness of scientific community of the member states about the lecture programs of the institute and about the opportunities to participate in collaboration around its major project. Concerning the report of draft budget of our institute for this year, draft contribution of member states for year 2020-21 and 22 presented by Mikhail Vasilyev, deputy head of our finance economic office, the approved the budget for year 2019 with the total income and expenditure amount 2032 mega dollars and the scale of contribution of member states for this year. Approve the contribution of member states for this year and the payment of contribution areas of the member states for this year. Determine the provisional volumes of our budget in income expenditure for the year 2020 amount 2008 mega dollars, 2021 amount 212 mega dollars for year 2020 at 217 mega dollars, as well as the provisional amount of the member states contribution for this year. Allow to our directorate to index the salary and tariff parts of the compensation package of staff members, taking into account possibilities afforded by our budget in 2019 in accordance with our collective budget agreement for this year. Concerning the report draft budget for use in 2019 of the Special Purpose Fund for Russian Federation, provided in accordance with agreement between government of Russian Federation and our directorate on the construction and exploitation of the NICA complex of superconducting rings for heavy ion colliding beams, presented by Kikelidze and Richard Lednitsky. Approve the budget for use in 2019 special purpose funds for Russian Federation allocated for NICA project in the amount of 2.3 billion rubles. It's approximately how much? 2 billion divide on 7, around 70 megadollars, around 70, yes, megadollars. They took note of information on the our directorate and the NICA mega project management about the measures aimed the ensuring the effective use of the budget fund of institute and of the special purpose funds of Russian Federation allocated for NICA, as well as reducing the delay emerging over the past year in the planned construction of NICA complex facilities. I mean, first of all, civil construction. Concerning the report result of meeting of our finance committee held in November last year, presented by Svetlomira Kharizanova, chairperson of finance committee, approved the protocol of this meeting of financing committee and approved the regulation for the introduction of adjustment to our budget. Committee planned potentially commissioned the directorate to finalize the draft procedure for offset of cost of supplies of equipment, instruments, materials, services, and individual work on the Institute's orders against payment of our member states' contribution. To prepare a new version of draft regulation on research and educational program of our cooperation with scientific organization and universities of our member states, and to enact this regulation from 1st January 2020. To prepare draft of the updated document regulating our purchasing activities. Concerning the report result of audit of the financial activities of performed for the year 2017 and analysis of implementation by our directorate of the plan of activities resulting from audit of the financial activities presented by Dmitry Kazakov, director of audit company Korsakov and Partners. Committee planning potentially took note of the auditor's report concerning our activities examined for year 2017, approved the accounting report of our audit for year 2017. Membership of our scientific council. Concerning the report of changes in membership of our scientific council presented by Alexander Sorin, Chief Scientific Secretary of Institute, committee planning potentially took note of inclusion in the membership of the GIN Борис Гринев, State Fund for Fundamental Research Ukraine, Kyiv, appointed by Plenary Potentialist of Government of Ukraine, and Lavershvili, presented by Georgia, appointed by the Plenary Potentialist of the Government of Georgia to replace Eliashvili. International cooperation. Concerning the report of status and of agreement with Associated States, preparation agreement with France and other states presented by Dmitry Kamanin, the committee planning potentially took note of the delay in extending the cooperation agreement with Germany. I believe that in this year we signed this agreement. Of the success of our directorate in developing cooperation with Italy, of the ongoing work toward restoring the status of Hungary in our institute, of the ongoing effort toward attracting India, Brazil, and other states to our institute. Committee planning potentially thanks Vladimir Korenkov, Director of Laboratory of Information Technology, for his informative presentation of main trends, challenges, and future development of information technology. Committee planning potentially supported the proposal of planning potentially of government of the Republic Poland Valigursky to name one of the alleys on the site of the Laboratory of Nuclear Problem in honor of academic Andrzej Hrinkiewicz, which was during many years a member of plenipotentiary committee of our institute. plenipotentiary potentially express gratitude to the organizer and to the plenipotentiary of the government of Romania for the high quality preparation and conduct of this committee plenipotentiary session in Bucharest. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for the report, and now there's time for questions. I have two questions. One related on the budget. It seems there's a quite important drop from 2019 to 2020 budget. How this by 10% or so?
Concerning the budget of 100 to 2019, a little bit higher in comparison in future project due to the Russian Federation come back some debts which was made in previous years, around $24 million.
And the second question is on the contribution to the European strategy for particle physics. How this was organized by the committee here or by the institute in general? It was one contribution or several contributions? Some of them are related to nuclear physics, yeah, the facilities. So, simply to know.
No, concerning the for high energy physics, we know the way. We have special agreement between CERN, a joint institute for nuclear research. We observer at CERN and CERN observer in our institute. That we have mutual duties concerning some contribution, some devices and so on. Concerning our participation in ES3 infrastructure, our main goals, as you remember, it's the European Union, European Commission must support own scientific group in order to participate in our flagship project. Like this. Okay. Not for us money. For scientific group in Europe.
Any other questions? If not, let's thank again. And now we have the presentation on the concepts of new neutron source and program of experiments. Yegor Lichagin, please.
Good afternoon, dear colleagues. My talk will be about activity that have been started in Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics 3 years ago and dedicated to developing of the new neutron source in the Frank Laboratory. As you know, the neutron research lay mainly in the condensed matter physics now. That's why the discussion was started at the PAX for condensed matter physics, and now we are presented. I just would like to give you information about the history of the question, its developing, and the present status. Our main facility in laboratory reactor IBER-2, which we usually mainly use for the condensed matter research, we think it's one of the best pulsed neutron source in the world, but unfortunately, the lifetime of this reactor is fixed, and service life of the facility and technological equipment complex of this reactor expired come to the end in the midst of the 2030s. It will be depend a little bit of the operating conditions of our reactor. We can a little bit extend this time if we decrease the power of the reactor. And the lifetime of the building of the reactor estimated come to the end in 2042. Why we start to think what the new neutron source should be in the laboratory when the IBER-2 will be decommissioned. world experience show what the development of the such kind experimental facility like a pulse neutron source spent 15, maybe 20 years. What why we start think about this new source in 2015? I think it will be in time. At the beginning, we take into account what laboratory has a very big experience in the utilization of the pulse neutron source. And we know what the number of the neutron experiments and the community in neutron physics increased in time, but neutron source, the number of neutron sources in Europe and in the world decreased with time. What why this neutron source is very needed setup. And looking at the horizon of neutron studies in the world, we conclude what the main parameter that we should fix thinking about the new source, it's average in time neutron flux density. It should be no less than 10 to the 14 neutron per square centimeter per second at the surface of the neutron moderator. As I say, 3 years ago, we start to think about this, and I give you information about what was done during this time. The start point, as I say, the development of the source was the fix of the main parameters. I would think what the average thermal neutron flux density should be 10 to the 14. It means with the instantaneous flux, we would like to have more than 10 to the 16 neutron per square centimeter per second. Pulse width, was fixed. We discussed several possibilities between several hundreds microseconds and several decades of the microseconds. And repetition rate about 10-30 hertz for this source. To fix the parameter of the source, I mean the repetition rate at pulse widths in the beginning of the 2017 was from two working group. One group was dedicated to the scientific program in the field of condensed matter physics, other in the field of nuclear physics, and these groups should formulate a scientific program for such source and determine requirements to the parameters of the source, I mean the pulse width and the repetition rate mainly. At the same time, the specialists from Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics propose two conceptions of the such source. You see the pictures. The first idea was we need to construct so-called super booster. It's a not fixed term. When we say the super booster, we think what this is should be accelerator-driven system with a neutron-produced target, multiplying neutron-produced target, and periodical modulation of the reactivity. We hope it allows to get very big neutron flux density at the relatively small parameters of the accelerator. There is a two conception. One of them is multiplication target with a plutonium nitride as a fuel, and other proposed use the plutonium oxide, the same fuel which we used in IBR2. In the both case, there is a modulation of the reactivity. This is an idea similar to the IBR. There is additional reflector movable between the two half of the source active core. And in the conception with neptunium, the modulation is due to void in the bill with the reflector. What is the advantage of the super booster, we think, 3 years ago? The main, maybe, the accelerator allows to change width of the neutron pulse. You can change the width of the pulse of the proton and change the pulse of the neutrons. It's one thing. Other things, the accelerator allows to have several targets in principle and develop this setup for other fields of research. Subcritical system, in principle, looks, at the first glance, looks more safety than the nuclear reactor because it's always undercritical. Multiplication target allows us to have a intense pulse with relatively small power at the accelerator target. For example, in post-conception, the power at the target of the accelerator should be at the level 100 kilowatts. It's much less, for example, relative to ISS project, which realized in Lund in Sweden. But there is some disadvantage from my point of view. The first, accelerator itself, it's a new critical system for safety, powerful accelerator-driven system. And our lab doesn't have experience in the utilization powerful, not maybe powerful, but high-energy accelerator together with multiplication system. Target with multiplication is a source of additional background. Its principle is the same, like an IBR2 reactor. If you compare it with a spallation source like ESS, between the pulse at ESS you have no background. In this system, the background always should be. You can have pulse width less than 20 microseconds if you use a target with multiplication, because you need time for multiplied neutrons in the target. Okay. During this 3 years was a very wide public discussion of this conception. It was a seminars in our lab, of course, in the Kruchatov Institute. It was a set of seminars in the Department of Condensed Matter Research of our laboratory. It was 7 presentation at the PAX for condensed matter research during this time. Special session on our annual workshop, annual seminar ICIN 25, relative to the program for nuclear physics at this new source. And at the beginning of the December last year, we have a workshop, advanced ideas and experiments for the new Dubna neutron source, with an invitation of the specialists from the other laboratories. And we discuss what arrangement of the neutron source should be to realize more interesting scientific programs. This is a sum of discussion in the field of condensed matter research. As usually, they are going to imply old technique which was used in the IBR2 reactor. It's a diffraction, inelastic neutron scattering, small angle neutron scattering, reflectometry, and neutron imaging facilities. You see the number of spectrometers in each field. This is the type of the moderator which they are going to use, and the main issue for the research. The main maybe conclusion of this discussion, people from the condensed matter physics doesn't need a pulse width less than 200 microseconds. Only people from the inelastic scattering think about more short pulse. And you see they propose to use additional chopper to decrease pulse width. It's the same scheme like in ESS. The ESS are going to use pulse chopper to form short pulse from the long. Concerning the nuclear physics program for the nuclear physics, when we start to think about this new source, we keep in the mind what the, if we have a proton accelerator, in principle, we could have several targets, not only targets with multiplication. We can also have a target without multiplication. It can vary the pulse width. And we start from the pulse width from the 1 to 100 nanosecond and from the 100 to 40 nanosecond, 400, sorry. But we understood what this technique should have should need an additional target and maybe another proton beam structure and maybe the ring for accumulation of the proton. The scientific program in principle is the same which was proposed for the full-scale iron facility. It's because this pulse width allowed to make a spectroscopy with the resonance neutrons and fast neutrons. we think about the investigation of the reaction with fast neutrons, which need for the nuclear technology measurement, and P and alpha reaction for the cosmology, for astrophysical research, investigation of different processes in the fission reactions, precise measurements cross section, and neutron resonance. We propose to use a polarized nuclear target for make experiments with polarized neutrons. If the pulse width will be wider, for example, several 10 microseconds, in this case, it allows us make research only with the same measurements of the some cross-section parity relation in the lowest neutron resonance. Our experiments with Arbor 2 show that at this pulse width we can reach maybe some good resolution up to 5 electron volts. If pulse width will be the same like an Arbor 2 has, in this case we can measure in principle neutron-neutron scattering cross-section. You know, this cross-section direct measurements never have been realized. We have some experience in these experiments. We tried measure and the pulsed reactor in Snezhensk, but we found some systematic effects, and in principle we know how to try to decrease it, but it's very difficult to realize experiment far away from Dubna at the reactor which usually used for the military purposes. More interesting point in this with this system is research using very cool neutrons. I say several words a little bit detail later. In principle, we can start research with ultra-cool neutrons, and there are some list of the experiment research which in principle does not need pulse structure of the source, but could be realized at the pulse source. First of all, it's UCN physics at intense source, search for symmetry breaking in fission and reaction with light nuclei, investigation of exotic nuclear, exotic neutron-rich nuclei. It means but it is such source in principle could realize idea which was proposed for reactor peak with uranium 35 target inside the reactor core in the very huge in intense neutron source in principle, and extraction fission fragment to the experimental hole and made investigation of these fragments. Of course, this experiment and this facility need a special infrastructure around the reactor, around the neutron source. And some applied research like a prompt gamma analysis and neutron activation analysis, of course. Several words about very cold neutrons. Very cold neutrons, we mean the neutrons with velocity between 80 to 100 meters per second. It's not a very ultra-cold neutrons. It lay between ultra-cold neutrons and cold neutrons. Cold neutrons widely used for investigations with condensed matter physics. Ultra-cold neutrons widely used in precision particle physics experiment, but very cold neutrons not widely used because intense of the source, modern source of very cold neutrons is very low. But it's very very promising field of neutron spectra because these neutrons are very sensitive to this list of experiments if we construct dedicated source of very cold neutrons with a very high intensity. In the field of the particle nuclear physics, it should be search for extra short range interaction with neutron scattering, experiment with neutrons, especially in whispering gallery, beam experiments to measure the neutron lifetime, search for neutron anti-neutron oscillations. And also these neutrons very interesting should be for the condensed matter research because they increase sensitivity is experiment like a spin echo technique, reflectometry, high resolution elastic scattering, small angle scattering, and diffraction at the macro structures. If we look at the picture of the history of ultra-cold neutron physics, you see this is a scale in the time, and this is how the intensity of the ultra-cold neutron source increases with time. You see, for a long time, the intensity doesn't increase, but still people measure the neutron lifetime and see, try to find, determine the electric dipole moment of the neutrons. There is a very big process, very big success to decreasing accuracy, increasing accuracy of measurement in these measurements. There are some key points in this history. Then people discover hydrogen contamination of the surfaces. Then people discover we see a small heating at the surface of the traps and start to make measurements with energy. We see an energy levels and gravitational fields. And what important that since 1994, I think, in Russia there is no source of ultra-cold neutrons, and all experiments are realized outside Russia, mainly in ILL in Grenoble. And it's a very big problem because it's very difficult to keep young people and to study young people without some source at home. The main list for the future UCN physics, the main is the same. It's a measurement in neutron lifetime and decay parameters of beta decay of the neutron, search for neutron electrodipole moment, experiments with UCN quantum states in gravitational field, neutron wave properties, and investigation of the surface with the ultra-cold neutrons. During the last year, was two big workshops dedicated to using ultra-cold neutrons in the field of the fundamental physics. And the activity of this physics increased with the time. And at the new source in Dubna, with a parameter which was shown before, we can construct only modern world level source if you will think about using of the average power of the source. If average power will be 10 megawatts, it means what we can construct at world neutron source at the level of the it's the level of existing best sources in the world. But in principle, there is an old idea, Professor Shapira, which was right in paper in 1970, who proposed to use accumulate density of ultra-cold neutron corresponding to the pulse neutron flux in the at the pulse sources. In principle, there is no limitation from the principle. You really could accumulate if you will open and close shutter before the moderator and close the moderator between the pulses. Yes, thank you. At the reactor or at the source like Arbor 2, you can get the gain factor about two order of magnitude. But there is no still some idea how to realize this idea in the practice. And there is some discussion about the possibility, but the technology doesn't exist at this moment. But if we find the way how it realized, we can really construct a very powerful UCN source in Dubna. The situation today, as people from condensed matter physics doesn't need narrow pulse widths for the source, we now have two conceptions. One of them, it's a not a super booster, it's a reactor. It's neptunium fuel, and average power about 10 megawatts, and modulation reactivity by void, with a sodium coolant and pulse width about 200 microseconds. The second conception is a super booster proton with a plutonium fuel, proton linear at 100 kilowatts, and average power again about 10 megawatts, modulation reactivity by reflector, water coolant, and pulse width about between 50 and 200 microseconds. Both conceptions have some plus and minus, good side and not very good. For example, neptunium doesn't need an accelerator, in principle, it's an advantage from my point of view because we need very stable accelerator to use it with a multiplication target. But the disadvantage is, in this case, we have no possibility to produce short pulse and could use only choppers for producing and for using the very short pulse. And maybe main disadvantage, in principle, the neptunium nitride doesn't exist, and we need to develop the new type of fuel for this source. For plutonium, the accelerator was to extend the scientific program in principle and develop other fields of the research and then maybe new targets. And allows to vary pulse widths, but the accelerator looks like a weak link in this system. Now we have agreement between the GNR and chief designer Nikiet to develop two conceptual projects of the source during the 2019-2020. This is a roadmap for creation of new reactor. Now we start the technical study and feasibility study together with Nikiet. This is a conclusion of our workshop, which was in the end of the the beginning of the December, and my conclusion from my report is the development of new source has been started in two conceptual design of possible construction and investigation with the chief designer. The scientific program for new source is mainly focused on the solid state physics research. The research in nuclear and fundamental particle physics will be focused on the field of ultra-cold, very cold neutrons and applied research. It is desirable to find possibility using pulse mode features of for UCN production, obtaining the most intense UCN source, and new level of the research has been promised. As IBR has very similar parameter, pulse width, repetition rate, to the new source. It's IBR2 is the best place for developing new technology and technique for future scientific infrastructure. For further development of the new source, FOMP needs to open a new term. We are going to declare our intention at the 49 pack for condensed metaphysics during this week. And I think the new term was presented at the summer pack for condensed matter. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Questions? In the beginning from the referees, if possible, and then, of course, from all members. Yes?
Maybe I don't understand. Accelerated need only for one type of reactor, or for and Pluton and Neptune.
Okay. We start from the accelerated driven system for both type of fuel, but now we think that we have two conception: one without accelerator and second with accelerator. It's a two different type of source: one reactor and one accelerated driven system.
I have several questions. First, at what moment precisely you have to choose between different concepts of the neutron source?
I think the final choosing should be after chief designer, make a conclusion about feasibility of the systems. It means in the end 2020.
If you choose neptunium, do you have neptunium already at the institute? You need to buy it somewhere? How much do you have?
As I know, the neptunium exists in the power plant? Mayak, yes? In the Mayak power plant, who produce the nuclear fuel. The neptunium exists, but the fuel doesn't exist because we need nitride of neptunium. We need to produce this compound, we need to investigate the properties of this compound, and of course it will need time, money, and
Who would be producing neptunium elements if this concept is chosen?
I think the same power plant Mayak could produce the fuel, but the main institute who should investigate the properties, it will be Institute of Inorganic Materials, Bachvar, in Moscow.
Other questions? Yes, Kim San.
You neutron source based on the 1 GeV proton linear accelerators. So that is similar to the SNS. And so JPARC has a not proton linear accelerator. So do you know, do you think about so how much difficult to making a 1 GeV proton accelerator?
How much what?
Difficulties.
The main difficulty from our understanding is the stability of operating of the accelerator. Because if we use the target with multiplication, there is some coefficient for multiplication of the neutrons. If the accelerator will be switched off for some time, it means what your target will be cooled down, and configuration of the system change, and chi-effective increase with time. If you suddenly switch on again the accelerator, you can get the very high pulse because with very high energy, because the configuration of the system change during the cooling. It's my opinion. I'm afraid of using the accelerator with a powerful target. As I know in the world, the common problem for the Linac, they times to times they switch off. They have some discharge, maybe some other problems with RFQ, and it's very difficult to combine this accelerator with a multiplication target.
Yes, please.
One more question. In correctly designed experiments, this is the flux density, which is important, but not the total flux. What be in the best design the maximum density in your source compared to any other sources in the world? Maximum intensity. Maximum density. In any
you mean the
maximum
intensity
flux,
in
whatever.
You mean on the sample?
Not on the sample, in the reactor.
Inside the reactor?
Pulse intensity, yes. Not mean intensity of neutrons, but pulse intensity of neutrons compared to other centers.
Several units 10 to the 16, maybe 8, 10 to the 16.
So do I understand correctly that this would be the highest density in the world or not?
For pulse,
in the pulse.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So on the
for what?
Yes, please. Mike, I have some comment concerning the question to the accelerator raised by Professor Kim. We especially choose the option with ADS system in order to decrease the power of the accelerator. So we are thinking about accelerator with not less than 100 kilowatt beam power, not megawatt range like SNS. And in that case, all the problems with instability could be maybe realized. That's the first. Second, accelerator in all this system, accelerator is the most studied part of the equipment. And we have to start our design work and construction work in 15, maybe 20 years from now. So we are looking and we hope for the progress in accelerator technique for that time. So now we are concentrated on the reactor part of the facility.
Thank you. Okay.
So in your presentation and also booklet. So there is a many category or many experiments based I'm for the nuclear and particle physics. So, but that is a so almost old neutron source facilities, SNS or JPAR. They are also doing such kind of experiment. For example, neutron lifetime measurement was doing SNS and JPAR already. But when your new facility is completed about more than 10 years, at that time, so almost all the subject was done by the other facilities. So what is your progressive experiment for your future new facility?
If I understand your questions, I can say what during the last 30 years, the intensity of source of outer-cold neutron doesn't increase. But people improve and improve the accuracy due to decreasing the systematic errors. I think if we will start from the source with intensity on the world level now, but our goal will be to accumulate the density corresponding to the pulse source, we can increase intensity many times, maybe order of magnitude. It should allow us to get a new level of the experiments. This is one answer. Other answer concerning the very cold neutrons. If we could construct intense source of very cold neutrons, we can apply new methods for measurements, for example, for neutron-antineutron oscillations. Or for beam measurements of the neutron lifetime. You know that now there is a difference between the beam experiment and ultra-cold neutron trap experiment in the neutron lifetime. So we can combine different technique to measurements.
Many of the scientific topics which you presented are similar to those which I have seen for the European Spallation Source in Lund, which will start working in a couple of years, and by the time you start your machine, it will be fully operational. So, also in this ESS, the members of GINR are involved. So, what will be the advantage of your neutron source over the ESS?
First of all, I show that pulse intensity should be higher relative to the ESS. For example, if you would like to have very good resolution in energy, the ESS should cut very narrow pulse widths from the very huge pulse. So intensity will be not very high, I mean in the very short pulse. This conception allows us to increase 10 times this pulse intensity. It means what in experiments with very good resolutions, we will have advantages. The other thing, the ISS is, I hope this project will be much cheaper than ISS. It's more simple, maybe, if we will use the reactor type of source. Because the ISS is very expensive, you know what they need to change. They have a very powerful target. They need to change it times to times, once per 2 years, I think. It's a very expensive machine. Relative to this reactor like Neptunium, or it will be comparable with IBA2, I hope. Of course, if we increase from the... Now we have a reactor with average power 2 megawatts. Of course, if we increase this energy up to 10 megawatts, we need maybe a little bit short company, and we will need to change the body of the reactor more often than IBA2. Now IBA2, the one body we can use during the 30 years. If it will be 15, I think it still be very good.
The last question.
The last question about Neptunium, because this is exotic fuel element. What are the advantages of Neptunium? First, you have more neutrons. Second, this is not threshold reactor. This is more safe. What other advantages? Is there a
side it is not more safe if I compare the plutonium and neptunium subcritical system.
Yeah, compared to uranium, it's not advantage. With the late neutrons.
The main advantage is neptunium has a threshold cross section for fission. When you construct the pulse neutron source, the pulse density proportional to the in the moderator, proportional to the flux density inside the active core. The physical limitation for this flux density is the heat release in the active core. As a neptunium has a threshold neutron cross-section for fission, the thermal neutron doesn't give you release energy inside the core, and in principle you can keep a higher neutron flux density inside the core relative to the plutonium.
I have, in fact, a comment, I think, coming from different questions. It would be very nice to have a comparison of the two solutions which were proposed to all our facilities. This, I think, should be shown. I know there are many parameters, but at least in the neutron flux and also for the cold neutrons, ultra-cold neutrons, I think that this should be shown to which extent it's competitive. In maybe in a graphical form, which is the easiest one. So yeah, I think for the next presentation would be nice. It will be very helpful to do that.
Thank you for advice.
And okay, thank you very much again. And I had good news. We'll have now the coffee break, and this will allow to have all topics related to the super heavy element factory at presented at once and discussed at once.
How much? Сколько у нас времени?
15 minutes. Coffee break. 15.
Shots.